Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo.
Okay, how y'all doing? Welcome to Jeffrey Monwell. How's y'all day going? Give a shout out to Louis Weldon Gatson, Stacy, Jason, Shane, Jennifer, nieces and nephews, and everybody else out there. Check out my website at ramon.firstfitness.com. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Reasons to eat cucumber: protect your brain, reduce reduction of cancer, fight inflammation, properties to your brain, manage stress. Cucumbers belong to the plant family as a squash, pumpkin, and water. The cucumber is made of 90% water, so it's good for y'all for dehydration in the heat. Cucumber onion salad, fried frog legs, food for the soul dessert, chocolate pound cake, food for the soul, how bad do you really want it? Sometimes the greatest thing that can hurt us is how bad something. Do we outweigh the pros and the cons of what we're trying to get? I know some people want a relationship, but they let their tell them what to do and not do. They don't look at their spirit, our concept, or anything else. Sometimes you can get caught up in something that's not bad for you because it looked good for you. Everybody wants cake because, I mean, I know that's the dessert for today, but everybody wants cake because it looked good, but it might not be the right thing for you. Sometimes you can turn down the right person that will love you, take care of you, and cherish you because they don't look like you think they should look, or they don't have the right job that you think they should have, or whatever. I think that's why the divorce rate is so high in America today, because everybody is looking at the sugar effect or the feel-good effect. You don't want that in a relationship. You want somebody that's your friend, somebody that got your back when you least suspect it, somebody that'll cheer you up, somebody that'll encourage you, somebody going to love you for you when you got a cold, you got the flu, a broken leg, cancer. You want somebody to be there for you in the roughest of times. That's why a lot of relationships don't last so long, because everybody wants that feel-good experience. Sometimes a feel-good experience is just a feel-good experience. To me, a relationship is almost like a business deal or a partnership. And if a person ain't pulling their half of the partnership, it's going to fail. It's going to make you stressed out because, yeah, in the beginning, yeah, the sex was good. You were getting it every day. But now the mortgage is due. The light bill is due. Kids need money for school. Car broke down. Now you're looking at this joker like, dang, what the world I got myself into? But see, when you got into this thing, it's all because it felt good. Man, we having sex every day. He driving me out of my mind. But now reality setting, sex don't pay no bills. Sex don't pay SCNG. Sex don't play. Sex does not pay Verizon Sprint. Sex does not pay your internet bill. So why are you always basing your decision on a feel-good experience? A lot of people do that because it feels good. Because I really want somebody, but, you know, I just settle for this person right here because, you know, she gives me good sex and, you know, I'm getting it on a regular. But then you realize you love this person for their body but not their mind or their spirit. See, that's the thing. You're loving people for the wrong reason. You need to, like, love their mind and their spirit and not always their body. That'll come later if the first two is always together. I know that's deep. But you know what messes a lot of people up? They look at the body, and then they try to get to the mind and then the spirit. But if a person has the spirit, the other two don't matter. They can help. If they treat you like nothing, what's the point of the relationship? Because it feels good. You know, I can show her off to my friends. You know what I'm saying? She might spend every dollar I get. She might not save nothing. She might not like the work. But, man, she sure look good in the street. Man, she sure look freak in the bed. Yeah, true. True. That's so true. I know. But at the end of the day, you can't base a grown-up decision on a feel-good moment. And a lot of people do that because they get caught up in the moment. They be looking online, on dating websites. They're not looking for somebody that will work and trying to help them out. They're looking because somebody look good or they might make me feel good in the bedroom. And then you want to base it on spirituality. Stop lying to yourself. If you want to be a guest caller, call me at 646-915-9934. I know this is an interlude, 50-minute show, but sometimes you don't need a whole 30 minutes for something really powerful like this. That's all I'm trying to say. And please check out Ramon.FirstFitness.com. Get that colon cleanser. It'll clean your colon out. Get rid of some of that waste that's been putting on pounds on your body. You'll feel good after you get all that excess junk out of you. Just like your life. Get excess junk out of your life to make your life better. Don't always look for somebody that'll make you feel good or look good on your own. You want somebody with some foundation, some strength, somebody that can carry you in your darkest of hours. I'm just saying, people, stop making bad decisions because it feels good, because it looks good. Stop trying to live off the sugar effect. Live off some steak and potatoes. I mean, I ain't got nothing against cake, but I'm just saying, steak will carry you a little bit further than a feel-good experience. Yeah, I know. You think you should have the best because you're educated, you work hard, you want somebody to look good on your own, you don't care how they treat you, you don't care if they cheat on you, all that is irrelevant, but they look good on your own. That's foolishness. That's baloney. You want somebody that's going to cherish you for you, treat you like the queen or the king that you are, somebody that's going to be there for the thick and the thin. That's what you want in a relationship. I mean, it's up to you to keep making the same wrong mistake after the same wrong mistake. You know, I've been married one time. That didn't work out. You went and got somebody else. Now you're getting divorced again. 2 years, 3 years later, you know, jump into another relationship that leads down to the altar. But you never figure out what went wrong in the first two relationships. Because, until you get yourself together, love. I know I got 5 minutes left. Let me tell you something. The relationship don't define you. You define the relationship. That's why I've got a lot of people screwed up. They're getting in relationships looking for the relationship to define them. They're not trying to define the relationship. Where everybody's deal? I need to pat myself. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back for that one. You know what I'm saying? Look for what you can bring to the table with somebody. If I got a dollar and you got a dollar, now we got $2. You can do a whole lot with $2 than you can with a dollar. Or that person, every time you make a dollar, they spend $3. So the choice is yours. What are you trying to get out of what you're looking for? Do you want somebody to make you feel good? Or do you want somebody that's going to care about you? Somebody going to care for you? Somebody going to carry you through? Somebody that got your back? Somebody you can build a future with? Somebody that's always consistent with loving you, treating you like the queen, the king that you are, or do you want somebody to just look good on your arm? I mean, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Looking good or somebody that's for you. Somebody going to treat you like somebody. I mean, it's all up to you. I mean, don't you get tired of making the same bad decision after the same bad decision of always dating the wrong people that play with your mind? Because you know why? You keep falling for the same trap over and over. He looked good. I know he be dogging me out, but you know, damn, the sex is good. Dang, he made me feel good. He said all the right things at all the right times. You're looking for a feel-good experience in your relationship. That's why they keep failing, because you're looking for the wrong doggone thing, a feel-good experience. You're too wrong for that. When you want to stop making all these babies for a feel-good experience? You know that person got all these baby mamas. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's on him. Say, what? Where did they do that at? Y'all got four kids together, and nobody got no jobs. What? Did he say that? Four kids, no jobs. Now, where they do that at? That ain't no love. That's just off of lust, because it feel good. But he giving me good sex. He pumping me real good. I don't care how he sees these kids. He showing how to turn it up in the bedroom. He turning me up and turning me out. Said, Jesus, I got the perfect man for me. I don't care if they go to work. I don't care if they try to help me out, clean up the house. I don't care if they go buy some groceries. But guess what? I feel good. They treat me nice. They don't say nothing to make me upset. I can try to train this person. Are you really that serious with your grown self? You looking for a pet or you looking for a man? I don't know what you're looking for, but that's okay. You'll figure out one day. After you done made the same mistake over and over again from one relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship, and now you're old and you're tired and everybody's playing your tail and nobody wants you no more, but you had a feel-good experience in your life. You never had another substance because you've been living off a cake all your life. Excuse me. I know. And now you get to the point of you went from one man to the next man. Now, in your little mind, all the men in the world ain't no good. It's not all the men in the world no good. It's all the men that you mess with ain't no good. So what? You been dating married men that you prefer, married men. So now you're the side piece. Don't get mad because you're the side piece. You know that going into a relationship, you're the side action. But now you want to be the man girlfriend. But how can you be the man girlfriend when a dude already got a girlfriend and got a wife? I'm just saying, know your role. Don't get upset because you can't be more than what you are. You went into this relationship sideways. Now you're catching feelings. Now everybody looking at you cross-eyed, cross-eyed, like, man, that girl ain't about nothing. Now you're trying to make yourself something because now you want them to put something in you that wasn't already there. They didn't love you from the beginning. You were not their first priority. You were a side priority. So don't get mad with the person because you played yourself. Now, you're moving to the next dude. And now, he ain't no good. You know he ain't no good because y'all met in a no good place. You were feeling self-esteem. You had some self-esteem problems. Now, all of a sudden, I think I'm going to go on to the next guy. Again, the next guy. Again, after a while, you find yourself tired because you don't mess with all these people. Putting all this time, all this fake time, not even real time, fake. You didn't get to know this person from the jump. But that's okay. That's how you do things. You do things cockeyed and have that one. But that's all right. If you have any questions, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Please thank you for dropping by and listening to the show, because, as I say, sometimes everybody makes mistakes, but when you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, it's not a mistake no more. That's a pattern. And the only way you can get better is you got to change your pattern. Stop going for the same dudes over and over, because they make you feel good. It's a feel-good experience in the bedroom. But after a while, that person gets tired of you too, because guess what? After the lust wore off, there's nothing else left but nothing. I'm just being real. What do you want out of your life? Do you want to be married, or do you always want to be a forever girlfriend? I mean, just think about it. Some people just like being rented property. Some people want to be broad. I know that's deep too. I've been hitting them left and right, zinging them. Boy, I'll be the not somebody a TKO for what I'm saying. But it's the truth. Do you want somebody to buy you, or do you want somebody to rent you? I'm just saying, which one is more important?
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente, y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ahí va. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos.